Here's the translation of the provided text into English. Analysis. Trump tariffs on Russia's oil buyers bring economic political risks. Gold prices buoyed by tariff fears, U.S. duties on 1 kilo bars spur supply concerns. Oil prices steady but head for deep weekly losses amid tariffs. Supply concerns, oil set for steepest weekly losses since June as tariffs cloud demand outlook. Pemex plan disappoints suppliers awaiting billions in overdue payments. Trump administration will end $7 billion solar energy grant program. U.S. imposes tariffs on 1 kilo gold bars. FT reports, U.S. crude exports hit four-year low in July on low domestic supplies. Oil falls on announcement of Trump-Putin meeting. Japan stocks soar, but rest of Asia uneven as Muran gets fed. Taiwan Semiconductor's July sales surge 26% on AI chip demand. Naver reports 50% jump in Q2 profit as AI push boosts platforms. Trump demands highly conflicted Intel CEO resign over China ties. Tesla shuts down Dojo supercomputer team, reassigns workers amid AI shift, Bloomberg News reports. Intel CEO says he is working with U.S. administration after Trump demands resignation. They must not touch the strait. Sicily bridge opponents vow to put up a fight. U.S. retailer Best Buy to boost India tech hub staff by over 40%. Executive says, Australia's Fortescue secures yuan loan worth $2 billion for green energy plans. Costco seeks at least 20% stake in $23 billion Panama Canal ports deal, FT reports. Moody's warns U.S. tariffs may hurt India's manufacturing push, slow growth. Japanese household spending rises in June, pace slowed by food prices. Consumer credit nears forecast with slight dip, shows growth from previous numbers. Trump's higher tariffs hit major U.S. trading partners, sparking defiance and concern. Switzerland will pursue further talks with U.S. over crippling tariffs. Natural gas storage sees less than expected increase, indicating bullish market. Canada's IV PMI climbs to one-year high in July. U.S. initial jobless claims surge, surpassing forecast and previous figures. Trump's 50% tariffs on India could hurt manufacturing ambitions, Moody's. Trump's Fed governor pick keeps U.S. dollar under pressure. J.P. Morgan brings forward Fed rate cut forecast to September. BOJ debated chances of resuming rate hikes, July summary shows. Morning bid. Trump moves to extend grip on Fed. Japan says U.S. promises to fix double tariff oversight. India, inflation likely dropped to an eight-year low in July, Reuters poll. China's SMI says Trump tariffs did not cause expected hard landing. Trump signs executive order targeting spending on grants. Dollar gains on report, Waller favored for Fed head. Moving forward, builders are proving what's possible with Carve's AI stack. XRP climbs 10% in rally. Mill City partners with Galaxy Digital for $450 million SUI treasury. Trump signs executive order expanding 401k options, including crypto and private equity. iSpecimen plans $200 million cryptocurrency treasury based on Solana blockchain. Caldera announces partnership with EigenCloud to integrate EigenDAV2. The sandbox game maker 0.12 of update enhances multiplayer gameplay and empowers creators to build more immersive worlds. Bitcoin price today advances to 116.8K, but tariff jitters limit further gains. Oblong invests $8 in BitInsurto cryptocurrency. BYFI card officially launches, one card to seamlessly bridge Web3 assets and real-world spending. Pan American Silver Q2 2025 slides. Record earnings amid strong metal price. GraphJet shareholders approve share consolidation plan. Timber Creek Financial expands credit facilities to $600 million. PennyMac Financial prices $650 million senior notes offering at 6.75%. Post Holdings COO Jeff Zadox to retire, Nicholas Katogio to take role.